up on us over in New England.
No.
And he was threatening to, and I'll get a hold of him. And I don't know much I can do with your chairman of foreign relations.
Well, ain't nobody can do anything with him.
He sounds off at the goddamn.
He is the worst man in the world.
He's a bright fellow, but he doesn't have any sense of timing. He doesn't know what the hell he's about.
Truman said he's right. He's overeducated.
Yes, but I can talk to him. But if you take this guy, you know, I can get fighting mad, and I don't mind people saying that I'm wrong. But I do mind when people attack my company.
Well, I wouldn't bother about Wayne Hayes. It reflects more on him than it does on you. Jimmy Roosevelt wants a ceremony and everything down. If I start swearing in each one...
No, he can do it right down
here. What you do is tell him you want it up there so that you can have the other delegates see the Roosevelt store.
We'll do it the same way that we swear in every other delegate.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, all I wanted you to do, I wanted you to understand that you had some running room and some freedom and some extra responsibility, and I think this ought to be a little... money in the bank, if you put it right, to Utah, that this is a dramatic...
I have, and he knows, and I have been putting it to him day by day, that he's never had more support than he's getting right now. And he appreciates it.
All right, okay.
Right. All right, Mr. President.
Waiting.